The Private Sector Association of Barbados is firmly of the view that time is running out for the reopening of this country's economy after the shutdown that has been caused by COVID-19. That's what we are hearing this morning from head of the association, Ed Clark, at a time when other economies are slowly easing their restrictions.
The members of the private sector, we have been having discussions over the last few days on this. We believe that there's a time, which is pretty soon, that we need to consider reopening parts of the economy. We have had discussions with the government in the last couple of days, over the weekend and yesterday again. On this matter, we've made proposals to the government, and we are hopeful that we will get some sort of activity occurring. I can't go into much more than that at this stage, but there is a dire need for businesses to reopen. We do not want to see an unemployment situation in Barbados that is way out of control, and we believe that if nothing is done pretty soon, there will be quite a large increase in unemployment. Many small businesses who are very undercapitalized across the island may never recover from this. Many of these people are not on unemployment at this time. Many of the small businesses cannot be capitalized at this time unless they get some assistance through government means. And many of these small businesses, which are run up to about 7,000, as far as I understand, in Barbados, employing up to 40,000 people, may never recover if this thing goes on for too long. I believe the government is fully aware of that. They understand the position that the private sector has put forward. And now we await the outcome of these discussions.
The dilemma facing Barbados is the same as that confronting other countries. To avoid reopening the economy, only to see a significant increase in COVID-19 cases.
The end of April happens to be basically end of the week as well. This week coming here, Friday is the 1st of May. So a lot of companies would have given people, asked people to go on vacation. A lot of them have now exhausted that vacation time. And many companies, what was concerning many companies, is if the lack of cash flow continues, they have to ask their people to go on layoff and to put their people on layoff because they just simply cannot afford to continue paying their staff because there's zero revenue coming in and there is much cash flow going out to pay their commitments. So I think that is what we want to avoid, that there is a massive unemployment growth in during the month of May. And I think government is fully aware of our concerns. I know the private sector, we are very concerned about it, not just from a financial impact, but are very concerned about the social impact of such and the psychological impact of such, too, because we have a delinkage of people from their workmates and from their employment. And it then becomes a sort of a psychological issue for people to have to deal with. Cash flow is a huge problem. You can understand April, there was no incoming cash flow for 95% plus of the businesses in Barbados. This is a huge problem. You cannot operate a business without cash flow. So many companies, many employers, small and large, are still carrying their staff on the payroll. They still have all the overheads to pay, the bank loans to pay, the rents to pay. And it is a huge drain. So what companies have had to do is make a decision. Are we going to be able to continue doing this, or do we have to lay off our staff? And that's where the decision, that's what is triggering it.
Head of the Private Sector Association of Barbados, Ed Clark, on Sagicor's Early Business.